Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
That song is actually longer than the amount of time Woj's worked this week. So that's something. Hi, everybody. We got to have a conversation, and it's not Myles Garrett or football yet. We will get to the NFL later because conspiracy has landed at the doorstep of Roger Goodell and Travis Kelce. We're going to have a conversation about it. We are on Bregman watch. Like I said, I'm not going to yell and scream about it. I'm indifferent. I'd be happy to have him. I like him. But it's not a pound-the-desk move. I thought the Flaherty thing was much more important. And we will get to, another gambling scandal in sports. But I want to start with this. Kenny has a big take on the Department of Education and the executive order later, so we're going to let Kenny go to work on that. No, that's not making the air. Okay, so we're going to start with post-football apocalypse. Because I'm at a weird place. Is the Red Wings won again. First of all, they don't lose in overtime. Basically, if you go to overtime, the other team should simply pack up and go have orange slices. They won again last night. They basically had 2 7-game win streaks with a 3-game losing streak in between. Mm-hmm. They've catapulted. They're in the playoffs. Here's the problem. Nobody cares. Pistons are playing really good basketball. I mean, they're not even in the play-in. They're at the 6th spot.
Mm-hmm.
NBA trade deadline is tomorrow. Everybody should be bricked up.
And what, they got Cleveland tonight on short day?
Yeah. Nobody cares. And We're a week from spring training, and the Tigers, I think, had a pretty effective offseason, and no one in the division did anything. We're on Bregman watch, but if I've brought Tigers up, wait for it. Nobody cares. So here's my question, because there is a question in all this. This isn't slander in any way, shape, or form of any of these teams who are all doing their jobs. Who are you going to fall in love with? Lions fan, I want you to understand something. She's having somebody else's baby. She's not coming home. She's gone. The Lions are gone. They're in someone else's bed. And they ain't coming back till next year. So maybe it's too soon for you to love again. Maybe you're watching Lions highlights still. But we have 3 teams, 2 of which currently reside in playoff spots, one of which will start the season with an expectation of making the playoffs, and nobody cares. Now, I'm fascinated in that conversation because, Rico, I do think there is a, I think it's the NFL's fault, let me be candid, and I do think the 82-game, or in the case of baseball, 162-game schedule, no one cares. Attention spans aren't long enough. I think for all intents and purposes, fans can only be totally monogamous in their love for their teams. They love the Detroit Football Lions. Mm-hmm. Here's your problem with the other 3 teams. None of them are serious championship contenders. They all play an endless amount of games. And at the end of a Lions season, they're heartbroken. They're like you. You went to bed in your little PJs last night all heartbroken about State losing to UCLA.
I really didn't, but sure.
Will you just let me live in that world where you went to bed in little PJs and you were all bummed out? I just have that win?
Why do you want that as a win?
Because you stayed up till 12:30 to watch a team shoot 5 for 23 from deep. I don't know. It's just the place.
It's what I want to do.
I know. It's just, it made me sad. I wanted to see you win. Listen.
I don't get paid off of that.
Look, I had UCLA -2.5, okay?
I thought about that. That's, I laughed and said,
So there we go.
I was just like, oh, wow, Vegas knows again.
They do.
It's rigged.
But I want to ask the question. I mean, are you capable of loving any of your other teams? If so, when? If so, who? Because the NFL doesn't stop. We did Myles Garrett shows. That's not even a real thing. Mm-hmm. Let's just think this over. Not a real thing. Like, Myles Garrett didn't come out to a press conference like Bianca Censori with lions painted on his ass.
Yeah.
That's a real story. This isn't real. Full phone lines. We could say the words Myles Garrett. The lines are full again.
Yeah.
Not that we're doing that. But when you talk about a real thing, like the Pistons with this seismic, paradigm-shifting turnaround, the Red Wings firing Lalonde and essentially never losing again. Tigers. I did this the other day. Scott Harris, his best move ever. Here's why. I'm excited. I think you're winning the Central. Ready?
No, we had calls.
but I've come to a point where I think the only sport people truly love is the NFL. Every other sport is their gumad.
Because the NFL...
Sidekick.
The NFL did a great job at marketing the NFL. The NFL turned it... You know who was close?
Tell me.
Was the NBA. The NBA... It was a soap opera. It wasn't just the games. It was like wrestling. It was the stuff that happened outside of the games. It was the off season. It was the trades. It was all the people who were going to get together. And then all of a sudden, load management came in like a computer virus and just killed it. Because the NBA was just like, okay, it was a male soap opera. The NFL said, you know what? What if we monetize and market the combine? What if we take the draft and let's split this thing up? Why are we just saving it for Saturday?
That's right. You can do months of shows on things that aren't real. What's a mock draft? Is a mock draft real?
No.
Are they accurate?
No.
Are they well researched?
No.
You know what? Doug and Scott do 6 months of them.
Right. When the Lions were bad, absolutely. People wanted to hear who you could possibly get. Schedule release. Let's turn that into an event. They've mastered the art of turning. Who's going to be performing at the Super Bowl is an event. The NBA was close to having it, and then they lost control with load management, and the players stopped caring. And once the players stopped caring, fans stopped caring. Baseball, the games are just long. Baseball is trying. I'll give them. They're trying to bring it back. When they eliminated the shift and they eliminated all of that stuff, it started looking like baseball again because I didn't understand, like, what am I looking at? There's 8 people standing on third base.
I don't even care. I'm not even going to fight you on it. I think what you're saying is truth, and people don't have more time to watch sports. Yeah. They have less. So the more you're dedicating to the NFL, the less you have for everything else. And now, again, the Lions are in someone else's bed. It's over. They're gone. And you do have these stories. And, nobody cares.
Yeah.
And so I'm interested to see what people are going to do because maybe you do simply pay attention to Lions free agency versus a Tuesday night Red Wing game. Maybe you do pay attention to the draft. Or at the words, Myles Garrett, you're irrationally bricked up and you care about that versus Pistons Cavs. And the Tigers, Rico has always beat me up over this. They're just a social thing. People don't love them. Okay, well, I really want to know, like, are you capable of loving your other teams? Or has this simply gotten to obsession? You're Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction with the Lions, and everything else is nothing more than passing the time. Because the NFL owns everything. Everything. David, go ahead. Now, are you making an announcement with that shirt today?
No, not making an announcement with that shirt, but I am making an announcement that I am all
in. Does that say most fertile dad ever?
No, no, it does not. And Kenny will understand what I'm saying when I say this.
Yeah. Yep.
I am all in on the Wings, but I'm not watching them. And Kenny understands why.
February?
I feel like...
Are you watching Remember the Titans?
No, I feel like I'm a jinx, but I'm all in. I pay attention to everything. I'm reading everything about the Wings. I just don't watch them because I feel like I'm going to jinx them. But I'm all in on the Red Wings. The Pistons, I was already in, even when they were losing.
Yeah, but Kenny's screening calls. Don't tell him. No. I've been watching them. But shh, don't tell him. He told me I'm not allowed either.
The point is, guys, in this room, we are not the norm.
Right.
The average Detroiter who enjoys the show, they like to get a laugh, they're passionate about football. What I'm advocating is this. It's like a monthly budget for a family. There is no more. There's only altering where things go.
Mm-hmm.
The sports budget for Detroiters, to me, has been turned to about 90% Lions. There just isn't space for these other teams until or unless they are true championship contenders.
You know what, Michael? You've earned this one.
Thanks, Dad.
You are correct.
No,
because here's what we saw. When all of a sudden pitching chaos and the voodoo and all of that started working for the Tigers, park was packed. People were into this. Downtown was the place to be for those Tigers games. For that short period of time, you're correct. And then after that, the Lions came along and everything shifted back. So, yeah, if you feel like there's a championship there, I think then that's when you'll see people more dialed in. But unfortunately, I think you'll probably have more people looking at the advanced RAS scores.
Correct.
Coming up for the
because
combine.
Because where we are as human beings now, not 2010, certainly not 2000, now, right? If you're not competing for a championship, why bother? The only sport you'll bother with is the NFL because in the time span I've just described, and as Rico so eloquently stated, the NFL has turned itself into, for all intents and purposes, a 365-day-a-year league where the off-season trumps the regular season of other sports.
Mm-hmm.
Think that over. Let's talk about it.
Let's see. Think about this, Mike. You'll probably get more on the whole conspiracy theory and Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift and all of that.
100%.
Why? Because it's football, and maybe it's true, and I don't know.
Things and
right.
Stuff. And the reality is, the Pistons and Wings, as great as the turnarounds are, they're cannon fodder. They're not going anywhere in the playoffs. And that's not their fault. That's not slanderous. But it's, what am I investing for? Meanwhile, your football team here is going for it all. And I don't think people have the time they used to. So what do you say? Can you fall in love with one of these teams? By the way, I'm pretty sure Kevin Durant's getting traded tonight. So I'm intrigued in that. But guess what? Nobody cares. So we'll just keep it moving.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, Kenny, I want to ask you the question. Now, what I need you to do is take yourself out of this. Kenny, you are one of the most tried and true, dyed-in-the-wool hockey fans that has ever been birthed into this world. This is not about you. I'm asking about the premise that the non-COTS, the average Detroiter who likes sports, they're only capable of loving the Lions. They don't have anything left for their side piece, a.k.a. Pistons, Wings, Tigers.
Am I allowed still to say the Red Wings in a non-biased sense, in a non-biased format? I know that, first of all, David said the Red Wings. So,
I'm sorry, but this is like in politics where you have either a Democrat or Republican surrogate appear on TV.
Right.
Oh, there goes Kenny with the hockey.
There goes Fox News or CNN over there.
Yeah. Remember yesterday when you guys, how you roasted me when I said something about San Francisco? Refer back to that.
It's fair. You know what?
Yes,
it's fair.
You can say whatever you want. I don't care. Go ahead.
The only reason why I would say it's the Red Wings is because I feel like out of any of the teams right now, I can't get past the Dodgers in the MLB because they just seem like they have a super team now where they're like the Avengers. Everybody came together and are now on one team. And in the NBA, there isn't enough parity for my liking. So the NHL, and I know that Doug and Scott did this. They did the whole St. Louis Blues comp where they said, oh, new coach. They hired him. They went from last to first to Stanley Cup. I'm not calling for that for the Red Wings. But I'm saying if any of the leagues there's a chance for any of these teams to make any noise whatsoever in terms of playoffs, the NHL has parity in excess. So it could be.
So can I offer something?
Sure.
That as people are about to fall in love, she takes an internship across the globe. Your stupid sport is breaking up the Wings' momentum with this inconsequential hillbilly ass Four Nations Cup that nobody asked for.
I got to tell you, Canadians asked for it.
And you know what?
All of them.
If it weren't for us, they'd be speaking Russian. I don't care about Canadians. Hey, okay?
Real quick, Mike. You're on fire.
Like, why do I have to consider Canadian sports fan? No,
oh, no, not that. The fact that they are now taking a break.
Right, they're killing. You were about to fall in love. Kenny bought the ring. I'm moving to San Francisco.
There's so much momentum right now.
I got to spend the summer over in Italy.
Right, so Kenny, that's my point. The momentum stopped. And now, just as people might want to check in, they're checked out.
It's the second that they catch fire again, because you thought, oh, they lost a couple games in a row. That's the end of the new coach bump or whatever. Oh, proceeds to win seven games in a row.
Lose three in a row, win seven. Lose three, win seven. That's been their last 20 games. It's remarkable.
And now sit at the top wild card spot in the league, pushing for maybe the third spot in the Atlantic, and you're taking it away?
Pull the plug.
Right. No, it could not have come at a worse possible time.
No one is making so much progress. Pull the plug. That's what they're doing.
This is where you're going to tell, though. This actually, if you want to be glass half full about this, once the Four Nations face-off is done in a couple of weeks after that, you're going to really see what the Wings are made of. Are they able to survive this? Because if they are, then we can start talking about a real meaningful playoff push.
Okay.
If they're able to, that's a big if, because I agree with you. This could not have possibly happened at a worst possible time.
Right. All right, David, take a text and I will get the calls. People are excited to talk. And it's just really in 2025, are you capable of loving another team? Or is it's just the Lions and everything else is like? Yes, David.
I love them all, but the Tigers have my attention. Can they come close to repeating what they did from last season? Offseason additions have me excited. I'm getting into the wings. They're fun to watch again. I stayed up for about two periods last night, then started drifting in and out. I did happen to wake up for the shootout at S. Curtis in Westland. I'm giving love to MSU basketball and hockey until the playoffs start in April, where I'll pay attention to the pro teams more. That is from Jimmy.
See, the college thing? I actually arrived at where 99% of people have arrived at. I used to be the 1% with Rico. I loved college hoops. I've arrived at the following. Wake me up in March. Part of that is the state of college athletics is not palatable to me. Part of it is I just have other things. Candidly, there's no value. For me, I don't care. It's Rico's passion. God bless. Wake me up in March. Whatever.
Yeah, I get that. I'm one of the few people who know they actually play games in November.
So. I know that. But that's your passion.
Right, right. I'm saying I'm one of the few. It doesn't bother me when I hear that because I get it. I understand. It's like people who love the NBA and they follow from day one. And now, you know what?
There's six of those.
Let me know when it's Christmas.
Yeah.
And now the NFL said, wait. We're going to play.
Yeah, they took the Christmas. Yeah, you're exactly right.
They're taking everything. Yeah. That's my point. Let's go over to John. He's batting leadoff today, 97-1. Johnny, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. How you doing, buddy?
Good, John. What's up?
Hey, hello to Mr. Negative, too. How you doing, Rico? Listen, I will always love the Tigers.
Hey, Johnny.
No matter what. Baseball fan my whole life, and they are just somebody that will always have my attention. Basketball lost me a long time ago, and hockey kind of lost me a couple years ago with Uncle Fester or
Lalonde.
Whatever his name was, the coach of the team. Yeah, Lalonde. That was just not any fun to watch that. And yeah, I'm sure I'll come back, but the Tigers, they got me.
Yeah, and baseball has that pull. John, I don't want to be presumptuous. I feel like you're definitely not, 25 years old here. If you're my age or above, baseball has a different pull. So I do understand that. The younger generation, not so much.
Right. And Rico, I was just kidding, man. I did not mean anything offensive to you.
No, John, I was just like, I was like, I don't understand.
Right. But hey, give him time.
But no, with baseball, I think baseball helped itself when they did some self-correcting and said, especially that shift thing, like, it wasn't fun watching. I'm like, because it's an art for somebody to slap a hit down and not
baseball,
a home run derby.
Here's your problem. Case in point with the Detroit Tigers. Okay, the miraculous run was what it was. People were thrilled about the winning, not how they were winning.
True.
They didn't play entertaining baseball. You can delude yourself whatever way you like. But Moneyball is not entertaining baseball. Not unless you're a nerd.
You just keep this over there because you hit it yourself.
Okay, thanks.
Hold on.
Always wanted to do this. All right, take this damn thing away from me. Now listen, understand, if you are a baseball purist and you're 800 years old, you probably love it. We're talking business, though. We're talking about entertainment value. Analytics has crushed baseball and basketball. It has crushed it.
It has. And baseball, where they think they're going to get you back in, is they come up with every year their new menu section. It's like, nobody asked for this. Whereas the NFL says, here's some product. Here we're going to do. Some of it works. We're going to go over to Iceland. We're going to play in Greenland. We're going to do this. We're going to go here. Well, try the new hot dogs. Try the brownies.
Thank you.
And it's like, okay, but what else about your sport? Are you going to draw us into this? Well, we're going to take away the doubleheaders, straight doubleheaders, and like things that they could do to bring back fans. I don't think that they have.
I don't think they're capable of it because the attention span of the customer doesn't align with the sport anymore. Baseball requires a real attention span, and most people are gerbils.
See, I'd like to think that they would. David, if straight doubleheaders, would your kids sit through it?
Yes, but again, different. My kid loves baseball. He would probably sit through four games in a row if you asked him.
That's the bad son. So imagine what the good son would do.
248-539-9797. More of your phone calls, and we are going to get to Roger Goodell on the league being rigged at 3. Very exciting times. All right, we get to the people. We've got another Super Bowl blitz to do. We're going to talk Roger Goodell on conspiracy and Taylor Swift. I'm very excited to get into that. I wish I could sell you something on the NBA trade deadline, but at best, the Pistons are going to be a dumping station. They're just not going to do it from all accounts. They're not going to make a move that makes them better. Not that you're going to sell your soul to the devil and do something stupid, but they're not going to do nothing. They'll take a dead body. They'll take on some money and acquire some picks no one cares about or will remember. But I can't sell you anything. You know, the Wings, it's the Four Nations Cup. Just, I mean, they are rolling right now. You know what I don't need? A pause in the season. But it's Kenny's stupid sport. The only time there should be a pause for anything should be the Olympics, period. But it's an idiot sport run by idiots. So that's the deal. And the Tigers, pitchers and catchers report in a week. We're on Bregman alert. But I don't feel like anyone can love any of these teams because the Lions have taken up all the oxygen. We go to Chris, 97.1. What's up, Chris?
Yo, how are you guys doing?
Good, Chris. What's on your mind?
Good, buddy.
So I'm a diehard Red Wings fan. I started listening to you guys, actually got into the Lions, you know, like a year and a half ago, and I haven't been able to turn off the station since then. So calling in regards to like the Four Nation break. So I've got kind of an interesting twist on it. So the Wings, how long has it been since they've won seven games in a row? It's very unlikely that the streak continues much further than seven. Maybe this break kind of gives them a moment to regroup, and then we can pick up where we left off and continue that streak, having a little break in there. So kind of just a weird twist on it. But back to like the St. Louis Blues thing. I mean, I don't see this team going to the Stanley Cup. I do see the similarities there. The one thing I think we are desperately missing that St. Louis had back in 2019 was Jordan Binnington, a rookie goaltender that stopped everything that came at him. We've got two glass goalies who are constantly injured, and neither of them can perform consistently. But we have Sebastian Kosa in Grand Rapids that is dying for a chance to get up here. Performed lights out the one chance he had, and then immediately was sent back down. So I'm hoping we see Kosa come up at some point due to injury. Maybe he kind of takes over, and maybe the Wings do end up surprising us. Maybe it's the first time they get past that first round in the last 15, 20 years, you know?
I think what you're bringing up is interesting on both fronts. But I think the latter is, here's your issue. They're winning. They are painfully patient. They're not going to upend the apple cart. So the second thing you brought up, Chris, things would have to happen. Injuries would have to happen for that to take place. I'm not arguing what you're saying is you're looking for something to go all in with. And you know these goalies that are here are not the answer. And you think Coast is the future. But look, when you've won, for all intents and purposes, I think 14 out of 20, they're not doing nothing different. They're going to keep rolling this thing out. McLennan's pushed all the right buttons since taking over. If it keeps up at all, Chris, you're looking at a guy who should be up for coach of the year. I don't care. He didn't start the season. He walked into a team that was bottom five metrically in just about everything. And has
2 7-game winning streaks.
But yeah, I do think whether it's the Pistons or Wings, if people were to fall in love, were to get involved, it's wake me up at the playoffs. Only the hockey diehards are going to follow it all the time. And there's no trade that's within reason that either team would make that would alter perspective, because candidly, the average person doesn't know any hockey players. Sorry. The average guy thinks Peter Forsberg still plays. I'm glad Kenny got a chuckle out of that. 2-4, Ray Ferraro.
Milan Hayduk, let's go.
Right, but Kenny, you get my point is, it's not like the old days where it's like, oh, look, hey, the Wings just got Brett Hull for $10. Like, it doesn't work that way anymore.
Yeah, with the cap and the way the league is structured right now, there's no way you see massive moves do happen, but just
look what happened last week.
Yeah.
It was a huge three-team trade.
Absolutely, but that's the point, though, is that happens once in a while. It doesn't happen like it did back in the day.
Yep, and again, the Pistons just aren't going to do it. So it leaves you in this space of, well, whatever. Wake me up if you actually make it. And then all of a sudden the car flags come out. The only sport that has your true, unwavering passion at large is the NFL. Mm-hmm. It's fascinating to look at how the NFL has altered the sports landscape. Go to Jeremy, 97.1. Jeremy, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. You know, for me, I think I'm a very average sports fan. And, yeah, the Lions, love watching them. The team I get back in love with is the Red Wings. But there's been one thing I think for a lot of us average sports fans that's changed things is Bally's and all these dumb apps or whatever that you have to subscribe for to watch regular season games. I just kind of refuse to do that, and so therefore I don't watch a random Red Wings game on a Tuesday anymore. The Lions, I was able to watch every game this year.
Yep.
Maybe that'll be changing, but that's been a big changer for me.
No, you've also seen it with something like college basketball. I mean, candidly, Jeremy, Saturday, I hear we'll all get a chuckle, but like I was watching a couple of the Kentucky Derby preps and watching horse racing. I go, well, State's going to tip off. Let me go find this game. Here we go again. It's on Peacock, which means I got to drop everything else I'm doing or get a second screen. It's a pain in the ass.
Well, just so you know, three of their next four games are on Peacock, I believe. What a blessing.
We got a lot of other things to do, and you know, I'm just not going to do that. So I'll go on to other things. So,
yeah, I know, and I'm with you. I think if you're passionate about something, for instance, Rico loves it. Rico has no qualms about it. That's a part of the plan. If you're not passionate about it, you're going to go, F it. Because again, March is so far away, and it just, they win, they lose against UCLA. Do I really care? I'm basically turning into Larry David. I think that's the moral of the story. Let's go to Eric 97.1. Eric, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Eric. What's up?
Hey, it's like the NFL, they, like y'all said, they just got a hold over everybody. And it's like the Lions, once they went down, Detroit fans was on a respirator. And the Myles Garrett trade news was like it revived him, and it's like no, but it has. He's not here yet.
Correct.
So my thing, I've been watching the Pistons from the beginning, and like the other customer said, you got to subscribe to Bally's. That's FanDuel now, and it buffs all the time. So I found ways around it to watch my Pistons games because I'm not paying $20 for something that buffs all the time. So I've been invested in the Pistons since day one. And it's like I've been through the Stan Van Gundy era. I've been through the Troy Reaver era.
Right, you're a diehard.
I might as well go through the Tristan Layden era.
Yeah, you're a diehard. But understand, and Eric, I'm glad you called because I do have a question for you. But it was more geared towards the non-diehards and what the hell you're doing with your time now that, as you said, the Lions had people on a respirator. But Eric, my question.
I'm a diehard Lions fans too, and when they lost, at first I was like, "Man, I ain't watching nothing else." But then I'm like, "I can tune in to the Pistons because I see the life they're trying to do. Like I see their games are competitive, and anybody that's out there, like the Pistons, they play competitive ball now. Like it's interesting. So
it is. Here's my problem." Eric, where do you stand on the deadline tomorrow? Do you wish the Pistons would make a move?
I wish they would. If they could go get a Brandon Ingram, a CJ McCollum, I'd be good with that. But I don't know, what they're going to do. But Luka got traded, so anything is possible. So
I'm going to tell you, Eric, I don't want to say it. Well, I'll say it because we're not going to get into it. How about that? I am putting a moratorium on this. I'm just going to say it to Rico as if no one's listening.
What is this, Lions talk?
Nope. I don't want to go here. But I'm more interested in the NBA trade deadline than the actual NBA. And in the canvassing, there's one player you might get. Like, if you thought Luka was deeply discounted, there's one player that might come at a massive discount. And I almost wonder, like, would what you have to give up be so insignificant? And maybe it would ignite this team. That maybe it would be the fit. Maybe it would work. And I don't know if trading for him would alter his contract. The way the contract is currently constituted, you can get rid of him in the offseason and not pay. I don't know if he's traded if that changes. Dirt cheap.
I'm intrigued.
Zion?
See, you had me convinced that why bother when you could just get him? Why make the trade?
Because Eric called and I said, do you want them in on something? He brought up McCollum, which I've read a lot of. The Zion thing, teams have been circling. The Warriors apparently have circled on it. I'm just... If he wasn't expensive to you, and they are in the sixth seed. They're not winning a playoff series like this. But if you could add them to the mix, think of that. That's a funky combination. You got the shooting. You got Cade.
It's interesting because, you know, he's Zion. He was supposed to be all that. And now, is it the new team bump where all of a sudden you can change the environment and all of a sudden he gets a lot better and decides he wants to play?
It's just an idea. That's all. It's not
where I thought you were going to go for a second. I was like, no.
Who? Quickly.
No, I thought you were going to say either Butler or KD.
Oh, my God. No, I haven't lost my damn mind. All right, so with the NBA trade deadline about 24 hours away, a couple of mega deals have taken place, and an NBA Hall of Famer has been downgraded to doubtful tonight, sparking rumors he will be dealt. We're going to have a little fun. Give me John Tesh live.
Give me that remix because we have some remix ideas here for the trade deadline, including what you said. We'll get to that in a second.
Sure.
Let's start with a trade that already happened. The Bucks traded Chris Middleton to the Wizards for Kyle Kuzma. And according to reports that just came out, Washington intends to keep Middleton. So no buyout, no 13 thin. So
if I'm Middleton, I retire. I'd pull a Gronk to the Lions. You go from playing in Milwaukee and winning, and you've just been traded to the biggest hellhole in the league. I go ahead and keep him. Good luck. That's not going to make you look good with anybody. I don't understand deals like this. I mean, Kuzma's score doesn't provide much else. Is that really a difference maker to you in Milwaukee? That's a big whatever to me. You tell me.
No, it seemed almost like a move to make a move. Like
somebody was bored at the trade machine.
Yeah, like we need to do something. And that was a do something type of a move. So no, doesn't move the needle.
So let's get to the big one here because there are a lot of layers here. There are other teams involved here, and it's Kevin Durant. But we have to start with the Warriors first because, yes, they are in talks with the Suns trying to get Kevin Durant. They feel like they're getting the runaround, however. Like they're not getting the full truth on if he's available, what they want. It's a lot going on here. But according to Sam Amick of The Athletic, they may be willing to trade Draymond Green to get a star.
Yeah, good luck. Is it Draymond from 2018?
Yeah.
Look, here's the other thing. It's no secret what the Suns want. The Suns want Jimmy Butler. Well, the Warriors can't facilitate that. So it would have to be, and Windhorst talked about this briefly this morning, it would have to be a four-team trade. Windy was doing one of these with his little meme thing. And it gets to a point where it goes, I tell you what, I can't wrap my mind around this. Wake me up if it happens. But Durant is doubtful tonight in OKC. I mean, look, man, the other one that Golden State really wants is Zion.
So give me the deal again, David.
Well, the Warriors are willing to give up Draymond Green. Uh-huh. But again, they feel like they're getting the runaround because there's also a report that the Suns want to keep Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and then try to get Jimmy Butler. So there's a lot here with the Suns.
And remember, they've tried to move Beal, but Beal's got the only no-trade clause in the league.
Right.
Look, it's
no, because I was just like, oh, wait. Because if Kevin Durant goes back to Golden State, but Draymond is gone,
where another team has to get
they
thrown
fell
in the
out
mix.
On the court.
But does Draymond fit Heat culture?
Yeah.
Look, it's gonna have to be a 3-4 or dare I say 5-team deal. That's the only way to facilitate it. Now it'd be different if Jimmy Butler wasn't such a bleep hole. Okay, all of a sudden, if you told me it was Durant for Butler. Then you would have a mutual swap and it would make some sense, but that's not been what's reported.
And then there's issues with that, and then there's also issues with Bradley Beal, where he's not going to accept just getting traded anywhere. There's so many layers here of guys that don't want.
How did Bradley Beal gain this power? Guy hasn't won a thing since high school. This guy's got an ironclad no trade. I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah, good agent.
Great agent. It's crazy. So then let me just get down to this here because the Knicks are talking about Kevin Durant. The Rockets are talking about Kevin Durant. The Warriors are talking about Kevin Durant.
The Rockets are the one.
Yeah.
The Rockets can facilitate it, whether it's capital, young assets, and it's time to win. The Rockets would be the move. Anytime you hear Durant, you're hearing Golden State.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Now, if you're the Rockets, do you dare?
No.
You say no.
I say no because you went from the bottom and now you're one of the better teams. I look at the Durant history. He kills teams. No.
Does he? Because they're looking for a veteran to take him to the next level. He takes teams to the championship.
Rico, by the way, this is a verbal medium. Rico is giving David the dirtiest look ever if you're driving around.
No. Yes, the Warriors. And then they did.
And then he has other players with him. Yeah. So
I'm most fascinated with Durant's legacy, but that's not a part of the Blazers.
No, but let's set it in stone, though.
Nets championships.
Oh, you're right. Okay. Well, let's set it in stone. Not going to hold you to it. Not a receipt. Will he get traded?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why? Because I want something interesting on a Wednesday night.
Yes. I need Zion traded. I need Zion on a playoff team. I got to just see it. Come on.
Well, the Cleveland Cavaliers are looking good in the East.
Are they?
Reportedly, they're showing interest in DeAndre Hunter. According to Cleveland.com's Chris Fetter, he talks talks between the Cavs and the Hawks regarding Hunter have focused on the veteran Caris LeVert going to Atlanta in return.
If you get, I mean, Atlanta would have to attach some picks here. I mean, Cleveland would have to attach picks. Look, DeAndre Hunter has had a very nice resurgence career-wise. Two-way player. Mm-hmm. He guards, shoot the three. But the Cavs, listen, last night's a preview of their future, David. They're cute. They're fun. They're just a better version of the Pistons. They're beating the hell out of the East where no one's any good. When the Cavs get in the playoffs and they face a real team, they're going to get aced out, just like they did last night against the Celtics. I'm sorry. It's just what it is. I don't make the rules.
No.
So let's move over to Denver here. They are a team that's always up there because of who they have in Nikola Jokic. But they're looking to add bench for them. They need an upgrade on the bench, and it's not looking – well, it's looking like they'll have to trade Michael Porter Jr. That's the only most valuable asset they have. Yeah. What can they get for Michael Porter Jr.? $35 million.
Look, they paid him. They took a bet on him at the draft when he had, like, Quasimodo's spine.
Yeah.
It worked. He turned into a really nice player. David, the NBA this week has really flipped values because of the Luka thing. So I have no way to guess, and I'm not afraid to
it's
say
It's just
it.
They have no one else. They have Jamal Murray, where they're probably not going to trade him. They have Aaron Gordon, probably not going to trade him. That's the most valuable asset. The next guy they have is Zing Naji, who's making $8 million. You can't get much for that.
No, so at this point, you're hoping that either you can find a team that just needs that one extra piece, and you
And
may,
what are you getting?
Probably nothing.
See, that doesn't
Second
make sense.
Round picks doesn't and trash off the bench.
No, thanks.
You mentioned Zion Williamson. Well, another name in New Orleans is CJ. Brandon Ingram. Nope, not CJ. Brandon Ingram. The Pelicans have discussed Ingram with Toronto and Atlanta. Toronto?
Listen, he's due a huge contract. Pelicans don't want to give it to him. Anyone who signs him, you got to give him a contract. And availability is an issue. Is he an all-star caliber guy? Sure. But he's frail, and he's up and down shooting-wise from deep. I think McCollum is a much better bet. I mean, that is a locker room plus. That's a veteran leader. That's a scorer. Mm-hmm. He's a pro. You never question effort or availability. And McCollum's only got 1 year left on his deal. If I am a playoff caliber team, I'm looking at finding a way. Get CJ McCollum in my locker room. You know where McCollum would be nice? Right here. All jokes aside, McCollum would replace Jaden Ivey. And you only got him for one more year. Mm. McCollum would be very nice as a Piston. And I'm not just saying that because we do radio in Detroit. There's a need.
You're right. Ball handler can take some pressure off of Cade.
Right? Like you could you take Tobias and some picks?
Bye-bye Tobias.
But I'm saying from a salary standpoint, you have cap space. You're one of the only teams in the league that can take on money. You know, Tobias, maybe a young asset and a pick.
And from everything I'm hearing, I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but yes, the Pistons traded for KJ Martin, but it has not become official. So some people are believing it could be sent somewhere else.
Good.
Maybe.
And where did Trajan Langdon come from?
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Doesn't he know CJ?
Yes.
Yep. So I'm just not because we're here.
No. It makes sense.
I would much rather have McCollum than I would Brandon Ingram. Based on culture, professionalism, availability, and he is a direct replacement to Ivy. Now the pressure's off where Ivy blew out his hips. I mean, that's a bit of an issue. Broke his leg, whatever the hell he did. I'll be quiet. CJ McCollum would be intriguing.
You're exactly right. And that is our NBA Fast Break.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.